Tuesday morning from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Heard from the Chinese president a moment ago at Davos, and they're doing okay. It's amazing how well the Chinese are doing, of course, but there's a political element to that. What about the rest of the world? Where are we at? What are the numbers?
Yeah, so late last week, Mike, we got a bit of a data dump looking at various levels of activity around the world. So it's a good chance to get that sort of comparative view of how different economies are going at the moment. And Mike, you're dead right. The context for us is that there is this potential for us to be lulled into, I suppose, a false sense of security, because our big export destinations, places like Australia and China, they are doing comparatively well. So we're looking at what are called composite PMIs. So we talk about these sometimes. These are measures of or estimates of services and manufacturing activity. So if we just quickly step through a number of zones, because they all got dropped, all this data got dropped late last week. Japan doing it tough. Their factory activity slipped into contraction. Service sector continues to be pessimistic. 46.7 for the composite index. Now, we've been through this many times. Below 50 indicates contraction. They've got a state of emergency covering 55% of the population at the moment. So not good there. Europe also on this measure, also doing it tough. Recent coronavirus restrictions there have slowed business activity as well. They're at a two-month low. So the flash composite PMI for the Eurozone dropped to 47.5. It was at 49.1 in December, so it's going the wrong way. So you've got a contraction of activity in the Eurozone as well. Germany sort of holding that index up, just an expansion territory. Now the UK, no good news here. No good news at all. They're at the lowest level since May, 40.6. is the composite index. The services part of it, 38.8. That's the lowest reading in 8 months, well below expectations. You're looking at a double dip recession in the UK. That economy will contract sharply, I think, in the first quarter of 2021. So that all paints a fairly sobering picture, doesn't it, Mike? But let's finish on a good note. The US manufacturing activity surged to its highest level in more than 13 years. So they're actually, their manufacturing sector going really well, 58.1, good levels of expansion. What's it creating there, though, Mike? It's creating supply chain logistics, and that won't help our supply chain issues either. So it's just a bit of a reality check, really, Mike. The big parts of the global economy are sort of in a bit of a rut, really, and, yeah, that's the nature of the coronavirus.
Exactly, and I'm just reading shipping costs are up by 300%, so that's not helping anything. Infratil, where are they? Who's after them this time?
Yeah, so you recall sort of late last year, I think it was early December if I remember rightly, you saw a big surge in the share price of Infratil. Now, Infratil, New Zealand-based business, listed on the NZX and the ASX, invests in infrastructure assets. And back in early December, we had a takeover bid come out of the woodwork from Australian Super. Now, the share price lifted. It was trading under $6. It's currently now at $7.58. The Australian Super bid was rejected by the Infratil board. In these cases, though, this often indicates the start of activity. Now, to the best of my knowledge, Mike, this has not yet been confirmed. It was reported in the Australian press yesterday that a crowd called IFM Investors is preparing a bid. Now, they've got the investment bankers on the job as well, apparently. Now, IFM Investors are big. They have $148 billion worth of assets under management. They're in the infrastructure space. They are collectively owned by 27 pension funds. And here's the twist. One of the pension funds that owns IFM Investors is Australian Super. Yeah. So it throws up lots of potential combinations of different approaches. There was only a small reaction in the share price yesterday here in New Zealand. It was up 2.71%. But I suppose the final note on this is watch this space. You have to think we're going to see more activity there, not less.
Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones is currently down 224 points, a little bit of weakness in the US, 30,775 at the moment. That's about a 0.7% decline. The S&P 500 just dipping slightly into negative space, 3836, down 5 points. The NASDAQ 13,502, down 40. That's about 0.3%. So a little bit of weakness in the US. The FTSE 100, 6638, down 56. The Nikkei 28822, so 28,822, up 190 points. Shanghai Composite 3624 gained 0.5%. The ASX 200 yesterday gained 24 points, closing at 6824, 0.36%. And the NZX 50 gained 65 points. We're up about 0.5%, closing at 13,399. Now on the wholesale markets, on the currencies, one New Zealand dollar will buy you 0.7192 US. 0.9336 Aussie, 0.5925 euro, 0.5263 pounds, 74.63 yen. Gold is steady, $1,855.58. And Brent crude is steady as well, trading at $55.49 US.
Have a fabulous one. We'll see you tomorrow, mate. JMIWealth.co.nz.